This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa for good health, good business, and great schools.
Officer of the Hartford, a national leader in property and casualty insurance, group benefits, and mutual funds, founded in 1810. And Chris is responsible for the company's strategy and growth, its capital allocation, the company's performance culture and leadership. And I would guess, Chris, that business is good. Good morning and welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR.
Paul, it's great to be with you here this bright, sunny morning here in Hartford, Connecticut.
Well, good. We've got the same sunshine, I'm happy to say, here in Detroit. And I know that a lot of people are looking forward to listening to you, seeing you at the Detroit Economic Club on March 7th at Cobo Center. And the topic, economics of a health crisis, how business must lead in the battle against opioids. Tell me.
Well, it is a topic that is front and center these days, unfortunately. And I look forward to sharing our point of view, my personal point of view. We, as you said in your opening, as a national insurance carrier, particularly with leading market positions in workers' compensation and long-term disability products, we see firsthand the impact that opioids is having on individuals, families, and communities. And there's some things that I think we could talk about to shine a light on this, as they would say, to educate. And then more importantly, some of the things that we could, do, as a community and come together. So that's an overview, but, happy to preview any of the details that you would like.
Well, maybe because you've taken a deeper dive in this than I have, maybe Chris Swift, as the chairman and CEO of the Hartford, because you're certainly affected by the pain and suffering and deaths that have happened because of the opioid addiction problem. What happened here? The big question that I have always is, how did this happen? Why did this happen? And even further back, how is it that America and Americans are in so much pain that so many went initially to the doctors for painkillers?
Yeah, it's an interesting question and point of view, and one that I would just say, simply without pointing fingers, but just trying to be constructive of, what do we do from here? It just, people, I don't think were educated on the addictive abuses of these drugs. If you take an opioid for, 3 to 7 days, you have a high risk of being addicted. I think, again, if you look at the chemistry of this, these drugs, a lot of them were developed years ago in the 80s, for end-of-life treatment, not for, everyday sort of bumps and bruises, and there's alternatives, quick acting, fast acting alternatives as opposed to these powerful narcotics. And I think one of the elements then is the shame of being addicted. People don't seek help. The population, employers in general, don't know how to identify people that might be struggling with an opioid epidemic, but I can tell you, firsthand, it does have tremendous effect on the business community, from higher absenteeism, lower productivity, higher job turnover, retraining, higher health costs. So the simple math, and not only even the human toll that it's taking, is we need to come together to work on education and solutions.
Well, Chris, I didn't invite you here to put you on the spot, but there has been a lot of finger-pointing. And frankly, to get to the bottom of this, there's going to have to be more finger-pointing. And from people in higher positions in the pharmaceutical world, in the insurance world, in the medical community, to get to the bottom of this, if for nothing else and for no other reason, to make sure it doesn't happen again. Because we know that in this world, there'll be another drug, another miracle cure, another painkiller that will come down the road. We don't and can't let this happen again.
You completely agree. We're here and now. I'd like to focus on what we could do, together. And I would, call out your great state of Michigan, and your attorney general. Some of the things that we've been advocating for as far as, you know, reform packages, robust drug formularies, mandatory physician and provider education, opioid duration and dosage, you know, limits to no more than, you know, 7 days. You know, kudos and applause to your state and its leaders for adopting, you know, most of those initiatives we've been you know, advocating for. Our state of Connecticut, through our governor and legislature, has done the same thing. There's other states you know, that are organizing around this. So I take your point, but these are some of the things we could do now, and we could sort out the long-term, you know, lessons of how did this happen and why. You know, later on, but we have people suffering that is creating economic harm to our communities today.
Well put, Chris, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to seeing you at the Detroit Economic Club March 7th at Cobo Center. The topic, Economics of a Health Crisis, How Business Must Lead in the Battle Against Opioids. For more information on the event, go to econclub.org, econclub.org. Chairman and CEO of The Hartford, Chris Swift. Thanks, Chris.
Paul, thank you so much.
We continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR at 8:24.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.